Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Corey Eckert, talking ACCHS boys basketball. The Tiger boys still looking for that first win of the season. Have actually had just one game since last we spoke. You had about a full week off there, Coach, before the game Tuesday night against Mar Hill Mount Academy on the road. So before we talk about the Ravens game, I guess sounds like the time off was maybe good in a way, and you're actually going to have a week off after this Friday's game against Jackson Heights as well. But battling some injuries and trying to get everybody kind of healthy and ready for the stretch run at this point, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. James Sheets and Caden Burns, our top two scorers, have been dealing with injuries the last about week and a half, 2 weeks. So, you know, that rest and those days where we don't have games are nice for them to decrease practice reps and kind of get healed, because, you know, February's tomorrow. So, you know, we got a few weeks left in the season to hopefully be healthy and play some of our better basketball.
Playing at Mar Hill Mount Academy, as mentioned, on the road on Tuesday and being a little bit undermanned, but what were the biggest things that kind of stood out from your team's perspective in that game against the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's the same thing every game. It's what, I mean, we talk about at practice, but it seems to be our biggest issue is turnovers and not valuing the ball and taking care of the basketball. And then the second thing is missed layups. And, you know, when you're not necessarily the most talented team on the floor, you do have to take care of the basketball. You got to make your free throws. You got to make the easy layups. And if you're not doing those things, it's hard to be successful. And, you know, we're trying to take care of things we can. And if we can, then, you know, we'll see different results.
Speaking of different results, as I was looking at your schedule, I think you got like seven games left, and I'm pretty sure all seven of them are rematches in the Northeast Kansas League with teams that you have faced already this season. So do you kind of try to use this as a measuring stick, like, you know, knowing what happened the first time around and just trying to focus on, you know, being better, being more competitive against these teams that you've already faced?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you've seen them once, and now is an opportunity to change a few things and try to make a difference in the second matchup. You know, you look at teams like, you know, Jackson Heights, you know, that was second game of the year for us. We only scored 8 points. I mean, so, you know, we didn't play bad defensively, held them to 44, but you're not going to win scoring 8 points. And then you got, you know, McLeod and Oskaloosa. So those are two games where, you know, we played a good half in both of them, but we didn't play a complete game, and then it didn't end well for us. So, you know, there's some positives from the first matchups that, you know, we want to take, and then some things that we need to work on to improve and to hopefully make it a different game the second time around.
You bet. Well, best of luck in the upcoming game against Jackson Heights. Hopefully your team gets healthy and poised for a good stretch run. Coach, thanks for your time. As always, we'll chat again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Eckert of ACCHS, the weekly Care Coaches Insight program, brought to you by L&L Construction.